This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Whether you want to talk about teenage hackers or just kind of hacking in general, that's sort of where we're at tonight with the Huffington Post story talking about how common the act of hacking supposedly is, or at least some sort of cyber crime. So I suspect that cyber crime is being mixed in with just, you know, hacking, given that cyber crime could be taking a picture of oneself under the age of 18. With you tonight here in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Johnson.
If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. You can certainly discuss that with us. I don't know if we ever really got completely through the discussion of what is a white hat hacker. What is white hat versus black hat?
So, I mean, essentially, you're dealing with security, right? So there's essentially some people that would be protecting security and then people that would be destroying it.
Like a bank's website has security.
So someone who is, in other words, in order to be protecting security, you would need to know how it is. So, like, for example, let's take two sides of a lock, like a lock on a door. A white hat hacker would be like a locksmith. And a black hat hacker would be like a criminal burglar, you know, that's the difference.
So just because someone's teenagers might be interested in hacking, they might be interested in breaking security, that doesn't necessarily mean, it doesn't lead to the idea that they're going to be breaking into people's security, right?
It might. I mean, in other words, just the only way you get to experience it by these things is actually doing it, you know, so... for example, a lot of locksmiths have probably picked locks. You know, at some point, they might not be picking locks on doors, but it's kind of the easiest way to find out how to do it real fast in the real world. You know, is by doing these things in the wild.
And but there so are people who are hired to try to break people's security systems.
And people now learn white hat hacking in school. I mean, I don't know how good that makes them. I would think that the best white hat hackers are going to really know, like, what's the cutting edge. And in order to be on the cutting edge, you're going to have to know what the illegal criminals are doing. You know, like, it's sort of the same thing. Like, you know, in when you think about, you know, criminals in the wild, in the real world, people who are running guns or selling drugs, you know, are well ahead of law enforcement in most cases because they're outsmarting the law.
Well, they've got the incentive.
Right.
As well.
Right, exactly. So in order to really kind of know what's going on, if you were to be on the opposite side of that and you wanted to stop somebody from selling drugs or somebody from who's, you know, running guns or somebody who's hacking secure websites or hacking secure applications and whatnot, you need to know what the people on the leading edge of those fields, because they are fields, you know, like it or not, that's how some people are making their living, you would need to be involved in the illegal activity at some point in order to learn how it's being done.
855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-3733.
I mean, a lot of cops go undercover. I mean, I'm sure there's probably, you know, undercover hackers that are working for the federal government and pretending to be, you know, yeah, part of somebody else's hacking crew or something like that. I really don't know. I don't know how it works. I can't really speak to being a hacker because I'm not one, especially not a modern hacker. I mean, I think that at one point, you know, I was probably a lot
closer. I knew what war dialing was when I was a teenager.
Exactly. You know, like, I think as very, very, very young, you know, there wasn't a lot that was really going on. I would say that when I was much, much younger, I was probably a lot closer to being a legitimate hacker when I knew, like, basic, kind of like, you know, when I was, like, you and I both were building maps and, you know, recoding games. I mean, there was a game called, first of all, SimCity, and then there was a game called TIE Fighter, where I literally, legitimately was taking and editing the hexadecimal code for those games in order to, you know, give myself more money in SimCity or change.
So that would be considered hacking.
Yeah, sure. That would be kind of, you know, hacking the game. Yeah, absolutely.
And it would be legal, right? It's not necessarily illegal for you to...
Right, hack your own game. Yeah, yeah, for sure. To give yourself, you know, like, unlimited cash in SimCity so you can build more buildings to knock down with a tornado.
Sure. In the Civilization series of games, when Civilization covers the actual historical record of humankind, and it, towards the end of the game, as you start researching what we, you know, technology that is current with what we're living in, the game continues to go on, and they just model that by calling the technologies you discover future tech, Tech 1, Future Tech 2, and so on. I had Civ 1, and I changed a text file to change it from Future Tech to Sneaker Phone Technology. And it worked great once, and then it just started, like, it seems every game got progressively...
Weirder.
That when that menu button popped up, it was just more and more and more screwed up.
So, Johnny Ray, you've been playing a new game. You've got a game of the week here for us tonight, Darkest Dungeon.
That's right.
I mentioned before.
Yeah, I love it. It's from... it was a Kickstarter game is how it began. It's from a studio called Red Hook, which is a reference to the theme of the game. It's a Lovecraftian-themed game, H.P. Lovecraft, the great fiction writer.
Are you familiar with Lovecraft's work?
Yeah. Lovecraft wrote stories about the elder gods and sort of amazing tales type stuff. I'm actually not sure about this. I think that he was around in the 19-teens and the 1920s, maybe the 1930s.
Oh, really?
I get it. Rulia is the name of one of Lovecraft's elder gods. And he brought us... Lovecraftian themed stuff is stuff with a lot of tentacles.
Yeah. Cthulhu. And, everybody knows Cthulhu.
Yeah, Cthulhu.
If you don't know Cthulhu... C-T-H-U-L-U. Google it.
I've seen anime with tentacles.
Sure. I think Cthulhu's got like an octopus head with a bunch of tentacles coming out. Anyway, horrifying non-Euclidean geometrical shapes and just concepts that the characters in H.P. Lovecraft's stories, as they're dealing with these horrors, it drives them insane.
One of my favorite, I think it's a Lovecraftian-based movies, is called In the Mouth of Madness.
Uh-huh.
Sam Raimi?
Sam.
What's his name? Sam.
Sam something or other stars in the movie. I can't remember his last name. Sam Raimi is more
of a director.
Yeah, he's a director. But his brother...
Sam Neill.
Yes, you're right. That's the actor. Sam Neill is in The Mouth of Madness. Yes.
It's not Mountains of Madness, is it?
Mm-mm. No. It's In the Mouth of Madness.
All right.
Very good.
So, Darkest Dungeon is a story. You play the scion of a wealthy family, and one of your family members has just written you a letter summoning you home. He says,
"What is a scion?"
A scion is a branching of it. So a part of a whole that's been separated and is usually coming back. Like a wealthy scion is a son, a wealthy son who's sort of far away from his family.
Got it.
So you're receiving this letter from a family member begging you to come back to your ancestral home to cleanse it of the abomination that it's become. Because he, the man writing you the letter, spent the family's fortune on swarthy workmen and sturdy shovels to dig under the foundations of the estate. And he's unearthed this this portal, this ancient portal that they've opened. And beyond the portal, yes, is unsightly, nightmarish monstrosity.
Yeah. Anything could be beyond that portal.
Right. Yeah. Well, so the game has this wonderful Lovecraftian theme. It's got this artwork that is sort of, it's in a comic book style, as in your characters really don't have, they're not animated, but they're like woodblock art, like medieval gothic art.
Huh.
It's dark, but it's colorful. It's got this brooding music. It's beautiful. And so the game is a strategy game. It's a turn-based strategy game. And what you do is you've got a roster. Your roster can hold about 24 guys. You assemble a team of four heroes to go into this dungeon. They've got different character classes. The game is always in Iron Man mode. That's the only way it's played.
It sounds hardcore. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Your calls and thoughts. Hacking, teenagers, hacking, etc. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit FTLBeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Johnson.
And you should also consider joining Arcade City if you want to join the ride-sharing app that is built by drivers for drivers. It is now available in the Android App Store, the Play Store, I guess. So you go and you can find Arcade City now for the first time there, which is very exciting. It's been constantly updated ever since it was released. It's nice to see that happen where there's always nice new, you know, features being added consistently to an app. That's what they've been doing with Arcade City. And with Arcade City, it's more decentralized than Uber and Lyft. You get to actually decide how you earn, how much you want to charge to give people rides places. And if you'd like to check it out, you want to get signed up, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. And you can even keep all of what you earn with Arcade City. That's arcade.freetalklive.com. So, Johnny Ray, you were talking to us about this game that you've been playing, Darkest Dungeon.
Yes, the goal of which, I think, is to enter and explore the darkest dungeon and cleanse it of the evil that is there. Well, all I've been able to do is go into some of the other dungeons nearby, like the ruins or the warrens or the cove. The cove has a lot of fishy tears from the deep inside it. But basically, anytime you go into a dungeon, it's procedurally generated. It's sort of
it's a new game each time you play.
Yes, yes it is. But the way that it's generated is pretty rote, sort of depending on where you go in. That may not be the right word to use, but say, for example, you go into the ruins, it lays out a bunch of tiles, and the tiles all connect to different rooms. And in the ruins, it's all sort of oriented around squares. Everything's kind of connected up together like that in like a grid. Some of the other places are, it's a little more winding and so forth, but anyway, it creates a little level for you to go through that's got a bunch of rooms and a bunch of paths between them. Every time you go onto a tile, there's a chance of triggering. Well, not triggering. It's when it's generated, it's populated by monsters.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see the monsters or you can't see them?
Sometimes you can. If you make certain saving throws, you'll be able to trigger your scouting, which you can buff for yourself. And if you have that knowledge, it helps you navigate your way through and minimize your encounters with the enemies, which you really want because the enemies can F you up fast.
Hold that thought. Let's go to Daryl. He's in Austin, Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, you guys were a couple things. Well, you guys were talking about the hacking, and where I went to college, they, when to get my IT degree, one of the things is they had a couple of courses, they had a course in hacking where our job in the our thing was to hack other people's computers and do certain things to learn how hacking works. Of course, before we did all this, we had to sign something saying we would only use our powers for good. And some of the stuff was actually quite easy to do, like using a program called Low Orbit Ion Cannon in order to pretty much do an attack on somebody.
Did they taught you about the LOIC in school?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that's because sad. The thing is, it was a because it was a information technology with a specialty in network security. So the whole idea was, we're going to teach you how to hack and what tools they use, so you can understand how this stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which was actually smart. Hey, here's the tools. So if you got hit by. And I'll tell you, LOIC, what most people don't know, works really well. And then
what does it do? What is the goal of the LOIC?
It's a website that allows you to control a botnet.
No, it's not a website. It's a bot. What the low orbit ion cannon is, it's a program you use on your computer.
Yeah, I thought it was a program.
It's a program you put on your computer, and when you activate it, you say, I want you to go to this IP address, and it hits the IP address with just all sorts of noise.
It's controlling the crap
out of it. And it pretty much
right, but not from you, just your computer. It's controlling a botnet. The lower ion can sends out a instruction to a botnet to send a bunch of noise to a particular IP address.
Yeah,
it's a DDo. It's a very very basic DDoS
to deny web access to other people.
Right. Also, crashing a website. Talking about video games, there is kind of a hacker-like video game. I say hacker-like because these ideas of hacking, but it's not really hacking, just press buttons on the controller. I don't know if you ever played the game Watch Dogs.
I actually started playing it recently.
What is it?
It's a hacker-based video. I mean, it's about hackers. It's sort of very loosely about hacking, but it's kind of like a Grand Theft Auto kind of game, but like as you go around, you can like you know change the color of stoplights and you know hack ATMs and break into cars. You know, you do like missions for people.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Daryl, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Johnny Ray, you were telling us about Darkest Dungeon, your game of the week, I guess.
Wonderfully, very powerful theme of Lovecraft, which is why I keep coming back to it. I'm a little afraid that I might have figured the game out because it's brutal when you start, and it's difficult to make headway. The game is like I said, it's like permanent Iron Man, but you can
Iron Man. What does that mean?
That means that the game is always saving. So so whenever you make a decision, every decision you make is irrevocable. There's no way to go back and redo any of the decisions you make.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But you can always. The game is designed so that you can never fail out of the game. You can always rebuild and move on. There's a base building component, and basically your base always stays with you. But it's got this great music. The art as you can see there in that picture, is very nice. It's also inspired by the Hellboy creator.
Not familiar with that.
Okay. Well, nor am I. But the comic creator. The art is similar to
Neil
the game.
Gaiman or no?
No, it's Mike something or other. Mike Mignola, Mignola.
So are you alone in this adventure, or do you have, like, you know, people in your party that you're going through the dungeon with?
You have a four-player, you have a four-person party. And
is it an online game?
No, it's single-player only. And the combat is sort of like Final Fantasy. Your team and the opposing team line up facing each other, and it sort of looks like they're getting ready to play tug-of-war. Mm-hmm. And then they start firing off in turn order according to their speed, their different abilities and stuff. And it's great because you die, and it sucks, and it's about making the best out of a bad situation.
And so how much time have you been pouring into this one?
Oh, well, I played it. The game released in its full state only recently, but I was playing it in the beta since early last year, I guess.
So no online component. It's just basically a dungeon hacker. Is there a plot that goes along with it that's worth paying attention to?
Yeah, I think so. The plot comes in the form of cutscenes when you're about to tackle one of the bosses. And it's just sort of it's out of any specific time, although it's a time with flintlock pistols, out of any specific place, but it's elder gods and nastiness and horror.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, also Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, polygamous church leaders have been indicted for food stamp fraud.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
To join us here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show at Skype username LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Johnson.
Let's continue here. You can also join us through the website freetalklive.com. We'll go to Michael. He's in Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Bring up a point of view that I don't think I've heard yet, really, that about Apple versus the government. Okay. We usually hear like, oh, they're for Fourth Amendment, or they hate the government, or, you know, but you don't ever really hear that really all they care about is their bottom line. I mean, they know if they give a back door to their product that people are going to see that and they're not going to want to buy their product. Because, like, a few years ago when the Edward Snowden leaks started coming out, tech companies started losing money, you know, abroad. And I think they just don't want a repeat of that, really. I don't think they care about the Constitution or anything like that. I think they just care about making money.
Well, and, you know, if it's their love for money that keeps them from cooperating with the federal government, then I'm all for it. You know, I think the folks over at Apple are absolutely doing the right thing, and I'm grateful that they are, because it was in the news today that now the FBI is apparently demanding that they open up, what, 12 more phones? I don't know if any of y'all saw that headline.
Yeah, of course they're going to start. They're going to want more and more and more. It just seemed like everybody either thought like they either, you know, that they were trying to defend the Fourth Amendment when really, you know, I just think they just care about their bottom line.
All right. Michael, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What do you guys think? Is it any kind of principle or is it just the bottom line?
Any company that has the wherewithal for you, me, Johnson, and Michael to know who they are, they have to be in bed with the government to in order to be successful. So, well, this is them saying that they're not going to be in bed with the government. Apple has refused a court order, basically, thus far. The court order says you've got to put a backdoor into this, you know, Apple iOS software so we can get into a phone. But now it's turning into more than just one phone, and kind of everybody knew that's what would happen. I'm just surprised it's happened so soon.
I mean, I think that basically, in this case, the principle sort of is the bottom line. I mean, in any company, I mean, the government is basically trying to force Apple into damaging their product and their customer base, and it's ridiculous. I mean, it would be like, you know, the government forced cars to take off the brakes. You know, it's just like, okay, well, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, and Google apparently also came out and said that they agreed with Apple, so it's nice to hear that happen as well. You know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully they can put the gun to their head and force them to somehow do this.
I mean, there's another analogy. The analogy that I heard that's really good that I like is that the government isn't asking Apple to break into the one phone that is of the San Bernardino shooter. That's not what the government's asking for. It would be like if the government were in like an apartment, you know, like a, let's say it's like a condo complex or one of those housing developments, right, where there's like all the different houses, and the government's saying, well, we know that the San Bernardino shooter might have been staying in this one house, but what we want is we want you to give us a key to all the houses so that we can go in anyone house.
You never know, right.
So, like, we need a key to every house in the United States so that we can just go in there, you know, without having to, you know, have a court order or break down a door or, you know, have to do anything.
There would be no privacy anymore.
Right.
Now, the FBI has said, or maybe a court or some office somewhere, some federal office said that they just wanted it for a little while, and then they would give it back. But you're telling
you believe
me that,
them, right?
That wouldn't work.
That's just basically the government playing just the tip. I mean, that's what they're doing there.
Is it because that by virtue of creating it, so that you're going to have a lot of people involved, and if it's created, then the knowledge is out there?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's security, you know, this, you know, encryption and all that stuff, it's math. I mean, and once it's out there, you can't stop it. I mean, but, you know, people are able to use these things. But the other thing that I think is kind of interesting is when you think about this is something that I've really wondered about this. So the Fifth Amendment, right? The Fifth Amendment allows you to
right
say,
from self-incrimination.
Right. You have the right to refuse to incriminate yourself, right? So what I don't understand is if we live in a country where it's enshrined to say you have the right to not incriminate yourself, and we also have a 13th Amendment, which basically says that the government can't enslave people and force people to work against their will, why is it that it's acceptable for the government to force people to incriminate others? If you can make the choice to say, I don't want to incriminate that person, so which is what Apple's doing. They're saying, no, we have reasons that we don't want to be involved in incriminating this person. Why can't they say, nah, we're not doing that? Why is it okay to conscript
them?
Well,
that's what they are doing.
I know, they are. They're saying that they're not going to do it. But why is it acceptable in the case of the Fifth Amendment to say, I'm not going to incriminate myself? Why is it then acceptable to say, well, we can force people to incriminate other people?
Oh, I agree with you. It just wasn't written that way.
Right.
In the Constitution. So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. VirgilVeduva.com has a story, The Feds Lied All Along. Last week, he writes, I covered the story of the FBI asking a federal judge to order Apple to insert a backdoor into iOS in order to gain the ability to brute force the password and encryption keys of the San Bernardino shooter, and I concluded that Apple rightly said no to this demand, pointing out how this would establish an extremely dangerous technical and legal precedent. So if Apple does that, it's kind of a linchpin to allowing the government to control the internet, to control your devices.
I mean, it's crazy that they would be able to do that. I mean, I thought it was crazy back when. I still think that one of the worst possible orders out there is that they can compel someone to put their fingerprint on the fingerprint reader, and that's acceptable. You can't compel someone to give you a password because that's knowledge, but you can compel someone's phone to a fingerprint scanner to unlock all their personal information on their phone, which includes their bank accounts, personal emails, online dating profiles, porn sites, whatever could possibly be in their phone that's access to something completely external, the internet, which really has nothing to do with what these police could possibly be looking for. They've got all this access because they can compel someone's fingerprint onto a phone. That's a ridiculous ruling. Ridiculous. And the judge who, like, I seriously think that the judge who made that kind of a decision should be in prison for that kind of a violation, that kind of treason against the American people.
Tim in Wyoming is on the line with us here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think it's basically a privacy issue more than anything else. It may be that that Apple is looking to protect their bottom line, but as far as like the analogy of give me your keys because somebody lived in this apartment complex before and they did something wrong, and you may be doing something wrong too, so we're going to go in your house too. But
you don't have anything to hide, do you?
No, only everything. But that's basically the way. When the Nazis took the Jews to the concentration camps, the extermination camps, there were people that said, "In my mind, I am free," but that's all they were, was free in their mind. They weren't free in anything else. And pretty soon, we're not going to be free in our minds either. I already thought crime is thought crime. You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, 1984 is Hillary's playbook and Exalt Fideau and all of his cronies love that book too. So we're basically living in that. We're living in that time right now. War is peace and hate is love and, you know, all that. It's just, we're, you know, so I think that Apple is standing up for,
They absolutely are. Tim, stand by. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide, 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last, 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can bring up anything you want. We've been discussing just most recently the Apple versus the FBI situation, where there's a court order now in place saying Apple needs to put a backdoor into their iOS software so that they can hopefully get into this phone from the San Bernardino shooters back in December. You can join us here also via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you want 101 Reasons Why Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, check out 101reasonsfilm.com. It's a great hour-long documentary movie that really runs down 101 awesome reasons why New Hampshire is really a great place for people who care about freedom to move to and then to hopefully get active to help us achieve more liberty in our lifetime.
I think it would be a fun publicity campaign to try and get like the like a fundraiser or whatever, have the FSP try to buy the Statue of Liberty from New York because they're not using it. Like, we know you're not using this, so can we get this statue from you?
It is particularly ironic. I wonder how much it would take.
I know, right?
At some point.
How much would they sell the Statue of Liberty for?
How in debt are they to where they just finally decide to let it go? You move it up the coast a little bit. 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're talking about how, you know, there are things like thought crimes now out there. And if the government can get access to someone's cell phone through forcing the companies to let them in, then that means they can get into anyone's cell phone. And then maybe they'll find something that they consider to be evidence of a thought crime. The idea that you were conspiring to money launder or conspiring to take a naked picture of yourself at the age of 17.
Yeah, that's I never was. But anyway, that's thanks for mentioning that. But no, I wanted to mention actually the First Amendment as far as what it says, the abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble. Now, when people the ideas of flash mobs, if the government can basically take away people's ability to gather, like take away their electronic communication devices, if you want to call it, Now we're back to what, Pony Express or, you know, smoke signals or something like that. That's what they really want. They want to have everything totally controlled. They don't want to be able to, they don't want to have to worry about what we might be doing because we're always under surveillance.
One thing about flash mobs is that, you know, they happen, I think, in a lot of cases without someone going and getting permission. I mean, how many flash mobs actually go to the government and ask for permission slips? That's cool.
That reminds me, too, I want to make a real quick app recommendation that Ian, you and I discovered for an app called Jot, which is kind of like that, what was that? It's a mesh networking chat app. There was another one.
Mesh
that was
networking,
really,
meaning what? Meaning that you can
go from person to person. Where uses the Bluetooth on your phone.
You don't have to have a cell phone signal to have a chat with someone on this app. You can just use Bluetooth.
Yep.
So if out in the middle of the woods, you could use this.
Right. Exactly. Well, we tested it. So this is something that we were going to use in some areas where there's no or low internet, and you can still chat because your phones connect directly to one another, and it worked. Cross-platform, because Ian's on Android and I'm on iOS, and it still worked, and it worked well. And so if you're ever in a situation where you think that they might cut off your communication, like you were mentioning, this is a good thing to have.
That's interesting. I've never heard of that. But I was just thinking, when you were mentioning Bluetooth, as far as Bluetooth goes, that could be blocked just as easily. I mean, let's say that the police deploy stingrays in your neighborhood or in your area. And you don't know that they're doing it. Now, if you're communicating...
The stingrays are devices that they pretend like they're cell phone towers. Isn't that
right? That's right. They actually mimic a cell phone tower, and your phone doesn't know the difference. So, essentially, what you're doing is you're communicating. You know, there may be a cell site right nearby, but they've actually decided that the cell site is all the signals from the cell site were going to the stingray instead. So they're using the stingray to act as a cell site, I'm wondering now, because it works the way it does, can they revert, you know, so-called reverse hack, so to speak, go from that? And I mean, because they can already capture the data, they can capture all of the identifying characteristics of the device that you're using. And if you're using, if Bluetooth is on, they'll know if Bluetooth is on. If you're using a virtual private network, or you're using,
you could use the signals the phone puts out to track people as they're walking around.
My thought is that a stingray, especially, you could even, and somebody should do this, develop an app on your phone that can detect and help you track, especially if you could have multiple people that can help you track where stingrays are. Because if they're putting out signals.
How do you detect it's a stingray?
If it was putting out signals on. There are signal analyzers on.
I don't think they give a signal out. Actually, they just basically vacuum in the signal that a cell site would.
Well, then that's not going to shut down Bluetooth.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that they're going to be able to tell. They can tell because certain apps on your phone already can tell. They use Bluetooth whether you like it or not. They use near field communication. There are a bunch of different. As I look at the apps that are on my phone, I'm thinking of actually rooting it because it's an Android, and I'm not really happy with Google anyway. But I'd rather root the phone and have it run.
Now, rooting the phone is something that kind of violates your warranty, so to speak. You generally can't return a phone in a situation like that. And it's kind of a hobbyist thing to do. Thanks for the call, Tim, tonight. It is something that I've experimented with, and it's a little bit risky. Every now and then you might lose a phone and have a bricking happen to it where your phone basically turns useless.
Right. So if something's pulling in signals and just monitoring signals, that's not going to block your communications and block Blu-ray or Bluetooth.
Well, the government certainly does have ways to block communications.
Sure. So, but if you have a signal jammer, you know, and it's putting out signal, you would think then you could have, a lot of cell phones have signal analyzers, you know, that use the radio antenna or the cell antennas on your phone to analyze, you know, the Wi-Fi spectrum in the area. And if you had a couple people that had apps like this, you'd think someone could write a program that would allow a couple of people to track the sources of a jammer. You know, by triangulation.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be interesting then is that if there was something that was, you know, doing that, you could just basically have take the cyclotron out of a microwave and a parabolic dish and goodbye jammer.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Ralph is listening in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian John Ray and Johnson.
Well, yes. How are you guys doing?
Well, go ahead, Ralph.
Okay. I want to talk about group identity policy. from a legal point of view. As you say,
girlfriend identity politics?
Yes,
I don't think that's what he said. Say that again. What kind of identity?
Hold on.
Ralph, what kind of identity politics?
Well, the one being practiced by the Democratic Party. You got these two elderly, you know, individuals from the geriatric care, taking their turn, pandering to the black vote, okay? Getting some kind of endorsement.
Who are you talking
Hillary
about?
Clinton or Bernie Sanders?
Well, that's exactly who we talk about. And you know, all this meeting up with Sharpton and all these other black leaders. You know, you don't see that with the Republican Party. You really don't. Okay, they treated people as people. Okay,
that's
not
true.
As a group.
Right, the Republican Party, you had like Herman Cain running,
but
right?
You see where they're learning this from? They're learning it, according to a black person who spoke about this in a radio program in Ohio. This is his claim. He said, quote, "We're learning it from you guys. The you guys he's talking about is white, okay? Whites are doing this, and so they only, what's good for the girls is good for the gander. Monkey see, monkey do." But see, herein lies the difference between the blacks doing it and the whites. With the blacks doing it, it's reinforced by white guilty. White guilty is reinforcing it. Look at how Bernie and Hillary is,
Bernie is worth two in the bush.
I don't know, man. I just don't pay attention to them. I really don't know generally what's going on. I did see a headline about Bernie Sanders that he was saying that the election laws are unfair and they're actually slanted against third parties and they prohibit third parties from getting in. So yeah, I gave him a point for that one. That's
Ralph, I think the Republicans treat people like groups, too.
How do they treat people like groups?
Well, for example, Arabs. All Arabs are the same.
I mean, my personal thought on this is I think that Bernie Sanders
It's okay if a lot of Arabs die.
I think Bernie Sanders must have been,
even if they
really
didn't necessarily hurt anybody else.
I mean, honestly, the targeted group here are by and large, and for the most part, the blacks, okay? The Democrats hold
Bernie,
the election...
I think Bernie must have been really, really planning far ahead by pandering to the black people by getting arrested in 1963. I mean, that shows some real foresight on his hand to pander for over 40-something years.
Thanks, Ralph, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.